You're listening to AWW Radio, the podcast of American Women's Wrestling. What is up, wrestling friends? This is Derek Levandusky, and you are listening to American Women's Wrestling Radio. And I'm here with my co-host, the other Bleacher brother, Ben Levandusky.
Hey, peeps. Let's do this.
How's my man?
I am doing good. Hey. I don't know why I decided right at this moment to put away a container, but that's what I'm doing right now. Okay.
Well, did you really have another option?
No, it actually had to be taken care of right at
Yeah,
that
I
moment.
Actually need to go make myself some pancakes real quick.
Take care of that.
Yeah,
would you?
Yeah. Actually, I think that's an old joke from the Parks and Recreation show. Did you ever watch that?
I've seen some of those episodes. Left. I've just recently watched them on Netflix.
Isn't that where Chris Pratt got his start?
I think it is, yeah. But he was a wrestler, though.
He was a wrestler, and he's been very...
That's really where he got his start.
Yeah, and he's been actually really supportive of women's wrestling.
Yeah, we should get him on the show.
Let's do it. Call him right now. Private message him on Twitter.
Let's do it.
Okay, I'll wait.
Oh, you want me to do it right now? All right, give me a second.
We're going to try this. Yeah, well, here's the thing. Here's the problem. If he says yes, I technologically have no way of getting him on the show at this moment.
No, we'll figure it out, bro. We'll figure it out. If there's a vision, the provision will come.
All right. You know what? Let's delay that till after the show. What you're trying to do could take like 15 minutes. All right.
True. I won't do any more right now. I'm not going to private message Chris Pratt.
All right. Speaking of the number 15, this is our 15th show. So that's pretty exciting.
Number 15, the big 1-5.
The big 1-5, which of course is significant because
that was Devontae Bess's number for the Dolphins back in the day. He had a really bad falling out though. I don't maybe bad guy to bring up.
This has become your weekly like reference to the Miami Dolphins.
Well, it's the only thing I think of outside of wrestling. Actually, that's totally not true. There's plenty. I just numbers and football jerseys. They just kind of stick in my mind.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, that totally makes sense.
All right, so let's try that again. Like, set me up again.
Okay, the number 15 means or makes you think of
technical fall and folk style wrestling.
Technical fall and folk style wrestling. So, full disclosure, how many times did you get tech fault?
I'm going to be a little bit more defensive of myself. I wasn't that bad. I was a high school wrestler. I don't think I got tech fault that much.
You didn't answer the question. That was very evasive.
Well,
listen, we've already established that you and I were the okayest wrestlers ever to come out of Section 2 in New York.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's established. Now, how many times did you get tech fault?
I don't remember.
Okay.
The thing is, if I was losing bad enough to get tech fault, I probably just got pinned.
Maybe you have suppressed memories.
I don't remember getting tech, bro.
Okay, maybe.
I remember losing to a New York – I did lose to a kid named 9-2. Like, it's hard. When I lost, I just lost, you know. I put them behind me. They didn't define me.
Listen, when we go through traumatic experiences, it's normal to go into denial, and it's not uncommon for the psychological phenomenon of suppressed memories.
True. Yeah, I have no recollections of many. I have very little recollections of losses.
Okay. Hey, that's a good thing. That means you fail forward.
Yeah, I have very few recollections of wins, though, but that might be for
It's just all
reason.
A blur. Maybe that.
Well, it's a blur because it just didn't happen all that
Maybe
long.
There's nothing psychological about it. Maybe it's just no psychology. Maybe it was just you had like 15 concussions and forgot everything.
I have had a few in my life, unfortunately. Not
good. The most recent one on the ski slope, so I'm glad you're okay from that.
Yeah, I am. Though I am, I'm going to be hitting the slopes next week, I think. So.
Okay. Well, how about a 40-something-year-old guy doesn't try to do big jumps with the teenagers anymore?
I am not allowed to do any jumps at all.
All right.
So my wife has kept me from doing that.
Now I remember one time I got tech fault.
You
do? I think it might have been the only time it happened. I was wrestling. You know how like Cornell will send their like third and fourth string guys to open tournaments.
Right.
Yeah, I was in an open tournament when I wrestled in college, and pretty sure I hit one of those Cornell guys.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
It did not. Yeah, it did not go well for me. it was just, you know, it was just a tilt fest. He just had like these, you know, ninja, you know, crazy setups, you know, to tilts. And yeah, at one point, I think I remember being on my back, just like, all right, man, could you just wrap this up? And
I have like one memory of you in college wrestling.
What was that?
It was at a tournament somewhere in the middle of New York. Maybe it was at this tournament you ran into that guy. I don't know. But I think it was Frank Popolizio. I think that's the one, that Popolizio, one of the Popolizio brothers.
I think it's the guy that runs Journeyman.
I think it is the one that runs Journeyman. You guys wrestled in college, and he had you in a double arm bar and could never turn you for literally like 4 minutes. Do you remember that?
Huss.
Like, yeah, Derek, it's true. I don't know how he didn't turn you over.
Yeah, I don't know how he, I was determined. Well, the thing is, like, I started that match with a 5-point fireman's carry, put him right to his back, and I got 5 right off the top.
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
Yeah, so I was holding the lead, and I think I ended up winning 5-2.
You won that match?
I did.
It's so funny because in my mind's eye, he crushed you. Just because he dominated you in that double arm bar.
Yeah, I don't think we had riding time. If we had riding time, I think he would have gotten like 11 points.
That's true.
Anyway. Yeah, I've actually recently 15. Connected with Frank again. Just his son's wrestling, and it's cool to see the guys that, you know, he used to be on the mat with now out in the coaching circuit.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay. Well, that's probably enough of the number 15. We got a number of things,
sure,
you know, we could talk about. But let's just move on into wrestling. Can we do that? Because I'm very excited about something. And
yes.
That is, I was hoping that right before our show today, that the WCWC that is putting on the NCAA Invitational this weekend would post their brackets, and they gone done did.
All right.
So
that's helpful. That's fun.
So we're as soon as we get through maybe a couple of our segments here, we're gonna get to that, and we're gonna take a look at maybe some just matches to watch. Like, what are some of the matchups coming up this weekend that you'll want to pay attention to that could potentially happen? And, we'll try to set you up to be an informed viewer as you're watching. And by the way, it's all free video feed on Track Wrestling, which I think is awesome.
Oh, that is awesome.
So, I'll tell you what. Why don't we just get right to that? Let's start with that. And then let's do segments after today, because I'm too excited about this.
Yeah, I agree. Let's get right to
it. So, the pre-seeds are out, as we mentioned. We're going to start at 101. Just a little review. The Cliff Keen WCWC Women's National Championship is the first ever event for NCAA programs. So it's, you know, it's the de facto NCAA National Championship this year, Invitational Championship. Very exciting breakthrough event for women's wrestling, and in particular in the NCAA. They're going to be in Adrian, Michigan. I am heading out there with my wife to watch my daughter Joy compete, as well as do the AWW media thing. So really excited about this weekend.
Hey, Derek, real quick, if somebody's a newbie to, maybe a lot of people aren't, maybe a lot of people know, but how would they find these brackets easily?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you go to Track Wrestling and you browse tournaments, and then there's a search window, just put in WCWC in the search window.
And that'll pull up the Cliff
Keen. That'll pull up the Cliff Keen, and then you can go in there. And if you go to the hub link in there, if there's matches happening, you can click dashboard, and the live matches will update in real time right in front of your eyes. You can also look at upcoming matches and all that. You know, pretty intuitive. If you get in there, just kind of start clicking some of the links, and it'll take you different places in the tournament and give you all kinds of information.
Sounds good.
Okay, so let's start at 101. We've got Jacqueline McNichols, seated first from King University, Pauline Granados from McKendree second, Genesis Martinez from Colorado Mesa third, and Joanna Ortiz from East Stroudsburg University fourth. And I got to be honest with you, that Joanna Ortiz was off my radar.
Yeah, so you're just not familiar with her wrestling for you. She's a freshman.
Well, yeah,
right?
I mean, I actually think I know her because of my New York connections. You know, she's been kind of around the New York team and has been a friend of the New York team because she's from the Northeast. Uh-huh. But as far as like what she did to deserve that four seed, I don't know. I guess that was kind of off my radar because I didn't see a lot of results from her in tournaments.
Got it.
So anyway, she's a four seed. And what we're going to do is just maybe talk about, like, if this goes chalk. I mean, of course, there's going to be upsets and all that. If this goes chalk, in other words, according to seed, what would the semifinals be and kind of set you up for some of those matches? Maybe we'll take a peek at the we could take a peek at some quarters, too, but we will start with that. So at 101, if it goes chalk, you're going to have Jacqueline McNichols from King University against Joanna Ortiz.
Joanne, right, from East Stroudsburg.
Yep. And then for a semi. And then the other semi would be Pauline Granados and Genesis Martinez. Truth be told, I think the 2-3 seed meeting in the semis, Granados against Genesis Martinez, is far more compelling.
Yes.
I don't know if they've hit this year. Actually, let me just take a...
I'm taking a peek right now at least on Track Wrestling's information. I don't see them having hit, but that doesn't mean they didn't.
Yeah, I don't see it either. I mean, they've been in the same bracket. I just don't know if they've hit. So that'll be interesting. They both had really nice seasons. You know, Granados is ranked number 2 in the NCAA, took 4th at the MOVAL this year. The Genesis Martinez has been a top 5 wrestler all year. So I think that's the one to watch. I don't see McNichols having a problem with Ortiz, but you got to wrestle the matches, right? You never know who gets hot at what time. So, but the match to watch, I think at 101 is going to be the bottom side semi, Granados, who really, she's a weight room rat. You know, she goes to the same program as my daughter, and Joy just says she is just in there all the time. And you could see when she's on the mat, she is just ripped. She's got incredible horsepower. She's got a motor. And, you know, that match against Martinez is, you know, you're facing another really quality opponent there who's got big wins this year. She beat Aisha Washington, who's the 5 seed. She beat Elizalde from Ferrum. And actually, she did have a loss. Martinez had a loss to McNichols earlier this year. But, yeah, so that, I think that's the one to watch.
Yeah, that'll be a good match.
any prediction on that, Ben? You want to throw your hat in the ring there?
Between those
two?
Nope.
I'm going to have to show my bias here, and I'm going to go with Granados. I've seen her.
Well, I thought, yeah.
I've seen her wrestle, you know, a lot this year, and man, if she loses, she is a very, very tough out. So I'm gonna pick the Bearcat over Colorado Mesa's Genesis Martinez.
Well, I've spent a lot of time thinking about this in the last 38 seconds.
Fantastic.
And I'm definitely gonna go with Genesis Martinez.
Just to be contrary, you did a deep dive in the last 30 seconds, and you're going with Martinez. All right, good. Well, let's move on to 109. So at 109, for the top 4 seeds, we have number 1, Emily Shilson. Number 2, Tatiana Ortiz from East Stroudsburg. Number 3, Sugi Seja from, I believe that's Tiffin. And then number 4, Sierra McCray from SFU. And just peeking at the 5 and 6, I mean, this is a deep, deep group that, you know,
right.
5, you got Sierra McCray. 6, you got Brooks. I'm sorry. 5, you got Thurber.
4 is Sierra McCray.
Yeah. 6, you got Natalie Reyna. 7, you got Aaliyah Gould from King. And 8, you got another McKendree wrestler, Carly Valeroy. Honestly, that is going to be fired. I think if you're looking for groups to watch, even really good matches in the quarters, this is the one to watch. Maybe except with the exception of whoever wrestles Emily Shilson.
Right.
Because I think you and I could be in a round robin with Emily Shilson and the matches would be yawners. she would do a gut wrench. And, you know, it would take, you know, she'd have to squeeze a little deeper to get through the layers.
Yeah.
But I think.
Thanks for that.
Well, I'm talking about both of us, Ben.
Yeah, that's funny.
Listen, I mean, full disclosure, I had a milkshake, a cookies and cream milkshake at 11:38 p.m. last night.
Yeah, that's a
problem. I don't know why I did that, Ben.
Yeah, that was a terrible idea. Aren't you lactose intolerant?
This is a cry for help. It was lactate.
It was a lactate ice cream shake.
Well, the cookies and cream was not lactate. Okay. the milk was that I mixed it in was lactate, which I think offset the little microbial lactovians.
Oh.
The lactovians in the milk.
Are you literally laughing at yourself? I am. Listen, lactovians?
No, you know what I'm laughing at? Is we're supposed to be talking about the 109-pound weight class at the NCAA National Tournament this weekend, and somehow we're talking about a made-up term.
Yeah. Lactovians
in a milkshake I had last night.
The aliens that exist and live and breed inside our milk that we drink on a daily basis.
All right, let's move on back to the bracket. So,
yep.
The 1-4 Emily Shilson against Sierra McCray. I mean, honestly, like, you know, I say Emily Shilson is next topic. McCray's tough, though. And I think, you know, she's going to challenge Shilson. I think Shilson wins that match. But, you know, McCray's very experienced. And I think that's going to be a solid 1-4 match, though, Shilson gets her points and wins that match.
Right.
Ortiz and Seja, you know, 2-3.
Tell me about Seja a little bit. What, you know,
well, she beat
her record.
She beat McCray earlier this season. And she also beat returning All-American Jessica DeHart from East Oregon, 15-10. And when she beat McCray, it was 13-8. So those scores tell you everything you want to know. She's all in. She's high risk. She's, you know, she's going to try to score points.
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing about freestyle. It rewards risk.
Yeah, it does.
So,
it's fun.
You know, whoever she wrestles, I think those will be exciting matches to watch. She took 6 at the MOVAL this year, and she was a WCWA All-American, taking 3rd.
All right. Right. I have a question.
Yeah.
All right. This is 109. I'm not picking against Emily Shilson. I think that she walks away with it. That said, on this bracket, who's the Cinderella story?
Well, what's crazy is, I mean, it wouldn't shock me if Carly Valeroy, the 8 seed, got to the finals, you know, and I don't think she can beat Shilson, but so, I mean, it's so deep. That's what I'm saying. Like, I guess if an 8 seed, you know, pulls the upset over the, well, then again, she's the 8 seed, so she'd be wrestling Emily in the quarters. So I don't see her getting by that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're going with seeds, probably Aaliyah Gold from King as the 7 seed, she would face the 2 seed Tatiana Ortiz. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if she wins that.
Yeah.
So maybe Aaliyah Gold, if you're going with seeds, Aaliyah Gold is the Cinderella as the 7 seed. She pulls the upset over the 2 seed and makes the finals.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's just talk about what some of the matchups could look like. I think of any weight, maybe we should do that even with the quarters. So okay. the 2 will face the 3. I'm sorry, the 2 will face the 7. So that's Gold, Ortiz. We just talked about that. The 3 would face the 6. So Seja against Natalie Reyna.
Uh-huh.
And listen, I know I'm going to sound biased because Reyna's from McKendree. Reyna's awesome, and she's having an incredible year. I think she beats Seja. And that'll be a quarterfinal.
Yeah, that'd be big.
And then you've got the 4 and the 5 would face each other, Sierra McCray and Brooke Thurber. Honestly, that match will be fire. Those two are really great wrestlers. Look at their records.
Wow. McCray's
11-1, Thurber's 21-5. So again, 109. Watch the quarters, watch the semis. That group's really deep. It's gonna be a lot of fun to watch. All right, we ready to move on?
Let's do it.
So we're going to 116. The top seed in this group is Carla Godinez, Rogers, Teske Williams.
That is not her
name.
No,
it's not. I got sick of seeing people, like, I don't know, different tournaments over the last month have been messing up what's after the hyphen. So I'm like, all right, maybe it's just like you can just pick whatever you want.
Derek, this is a load. This is a loaded bracket right here. I mean, at least some of these top seeds are going to be fire matches, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. So go through the seeds, would you?
Well, just the top four seeds, Carla Godinez Gonzalez, yep. Ranked number one. Then Felicity Taylor from McHenry, number two. Jaslyn Gallegos, number three. And Emily Say, number four.
Am I reading that right? Jaslyn's record is 21-0.
Well, that's what it's saying here. Is that accurate?
I don't remember her losing. I would assume she would have. Maybe she won every tournament she entered. Well, there it is right in front of our eyes.
Yep.
She's from Presbyterian, I believe.
Presbyterian. Yep, Presbyterian.
Okay.
And Emily Say's from Emmanuel.
All right.
This will be some great matches right there. I mean, that the semis in the bottom of that bracket are just going to be intense between Felicity and Jaslyn.
Yeah, that's going to be a great match. Let me see. I'm not sure if they hit this year. I mean, if they did, obviously it didn't go well for
Felicity, but then she got the seed above her, which would be surprising if they wrestled against her.
Yeah, I don't see. Okay, Gallegos wrestled Teresa Rankin, who's an All-American from McKendree, at the NCAA National Duels, you know, a month and a half ago. So That's where they would have hit, and they didn't hit there.
Okay.
So, yeah, I have no record of a loss in Gallegos' results that I have in the rankings doc that we have. So,
well, that'd be a pretty amazing finals, right? Two undefeated wrestlers. If Gallegos goes chalk and gets to the finals against Carla Godina Gonzalez.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you got to go with, I mean, I think we both went with Godinez Gonzalez in our predictions. Yeah. We're not here to do predictions for the champion as much as look at the semis and the quarters. Now that Anja, let's stop and pray right now that the Lord will help me know how to pronounce Anja's last name.
I'm going to say it's Scholl.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, I know. I'm just going to go with that.
Anja Scholl. Yeah.
Yep.
It's got a couple dozen consonants and like one vowel.
I just realized that it only has one vowel. That's an amazing name. Yeah. That's an amazing name.
It's a great wrestling name. Anja Scholl. Okay. So Anja Scholl.
Yeah.
She's having a nice season, especially the end of the year. She's wrestling really well right now. And let me see. She just beat Teresa Rankin, again, an All-American from last year at the Bearcat Open. Wow. So that's a really solid win. And obviously, you know, being the five seed, she's done some things to deserve that. She also beat Alina Gomez from Colorado Mesa. That's her teammate. So, yeah, I mean, if you go down deep, I don't see any Cinderellas. You know, I think if there's a Cinderella in this group, it's on Anja Scholl. I mean, her record is she's got 9 losses this year, but again, she's wrestling really well lately.
What's your thoughts on that? Just, you know, hitting your stride at the right time. How does the season go for, you know, the women wrestling and getting ready for the tournaments like this and prepping? Obviously they want to hit their stride. How much of an advantage is it? Is it, you know, how much of a, I don't know what the right question is I'm trying to ask here. Does it make sense what I'm trying to get at?
Peaking at the right time, I think is the idea. Yeah. Yeah. You know,
what's your thoughts?
Yeah. You're optimized. I mean, I think a good coach knows how to pace that. And, you know, you want your wrestlers optimized at the right weight and then peaking at the right time of the year. So, you know, you often see, you know, we see it in high school all the time where you'll see wrestlers who were taking losses earlier in the season, ramp up, level up, optimize, and they're at their best. And they might even dominate someone that they lost to earlier in the season in a program that didn't do well to for periodization and peaking and that kind of a thing.
Right. It's an interesting story.
Well, no, I mean, the other piece of it too, Ben, is, you know, you got, what if you're a freshman and you're coming out of a, you know, a high school program and, you know, this great high school programs, but it's a totally different thing when you get to college and you start getting these partners and this, you know, that college level training, you'll see these girls level up
quick. Yeah, and with the right wrestling.
Yeah. And that's what I'm seeing with Shoal.
Cause she's in there with Alina Gomez and stuff. And they're some good stuff in that room.
Yeah. She's got great partners. She got a great coach in Travis Mercado, great program. Yeah. It's a rising program. They're rising in the team rankings. They're making noise, you know, at the national level tournaments. And, you know, I think if you look at Shoal's results, you see her getting better later in the year. And, you know, I think a lot of those losses maybe were earlier this year. So, yeah, I mean, she's the type of wrestler that you got to watch out for. And she's going to wrestle Emily Say from
Emmanuel.
I mean, that's a great program too. But, you know, again, like Shoal's peaking now. So I'm not saying Say's not wrestling well. She happens to be wrestling really well too right now. But that's a type of wrestler that can make noise at a tournament like this. And everybody goes, what the heck? You know, they had nine losses.
Where'd they come
from? Well,
right.
When are you peaking? And if she's a freshman, you could level up big time throughout the year with good work ethic and good training.
That's really true. It's good. Some good thoughts.
So, all right. So if it goes chalk, we've got Godinez Gonzalez against Emily Say. One semi. I don't see Emily competing with Godinez Gonzalez. I don't see that going well for Say. But the Felicity Gallegos match, I think that's the one to watch in 116.
Right.
You got a pick there?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Gallegos. I just love like undefeated finals. I just love that stuff. What a great, that's a fun story.
Yeah.
You know, I like that stuff.
Yeah. That's going to be a good match. I think I might go with you there. Just to prove that I'm not biased and picking every single McKendry wrestler every time. I'm going to pick Gallegos there. I think it's going to be a really tight match. You know, hard to argue with somebody who's, you know, been undefeated this year against top level competition.
Now, Derek, real quick, I know we're caught up here in 116, but Felicity, you know, she was a champion from last year.
Well, she got second last year.
Oh, second. Why do I keep thinking she was the champion?
Well, she won the team spot for Body Bar. Was it U23 or?
Maybe that's where I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, here's my question, though. This year, I'm curious. Who are her losses to? Is it to Carla? Is that who she lost to?
Let me peek at the doc. I don't have that off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, don't,
she lost to she lost in the finals at the Bearcat Open like what 2 weeks ago to Godinez Gonzalez.
Right. Okay.
So I'm not sure what her other loss was because I know she won the MOVAL.
Sure. It could have been somebody in another tournament, you know, somebody not in the WCWC.
Well, it probably was. And, you know, and they did the SFU International Open this year, too. So it could be up there.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
So
just curious.
All right. So I would say the Cinderella is Anja Scholl. And then I think the match to watch is the bottom side there in 116, Felicity Taylor versus Jazlyn Gallegos. So pay attention to that. Okay. Let's move on to 123. Who do we got there for the one seed?
The one seed at 123.
Oh, my goodness. This group. Cheyenne Sissonstein, number one.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, Alex Hedrick. Number three, Marissa Gallegos. Number four, Vale Baker.
Oh man.
The five seed, Phoenix Dubois, is really solid. Asia Nguyen Smith, really good. I think it drops off a little bit when you get to the seven seed and down. Cassidy Block and Peyton Stroud are tough, but I think that top six, the top six is really deep, and in particular the top four. So, you know, you've got Sissenstein beat Hedrick
right
at the NWCA NCAA national duels is where that happened.
Sissenstein beat Gallegos too.
She did beat Gallegos. Yep. And of course Gallegos, I mean, she can beat anybody. She proved that at senior nationals she was a Cinderella story there, took sixth, didn't qualify, but pulled some huge upsets. She beat Grace Figueroa and 3-1 and had some other nice wins there. So yeah, again, really like, was it 109 that we thought was really deep? The top eight, the top four in particular here, really, really, really tough group. So you're going to have Sissenstein against freshman Vale Baker from Augsburg.
Yep.
Baker took some losses at the Moval and she hasn't lost much since. And she's closed the gap too.
Yeah, she's a freshman, right? So that might be another person just closing that gap this season.
Yeah, but she's not just any freshman. She had a lot of international experience and a lot of national experience. I mean, she's been on the scene for a long time wrestling. You know, there's no stage that's too big for her. There's no opponent that's going to intimidate her.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a really solid 1-4 match. I think Sissenstein wins that. But that's going to be a good match. And then you got the 2-3, Hedrick against Gallegos.
Oof.
Wow, what do you think, Ben?
Boy, I don't know. I'm just it could go either way. I wouldn't be surprised if it stays chalk. I know Gallegos has had quite the year so far, but Hedrick is no joke. Only lost this year to Sissenstein.
Yeah, and she's if you're talking national teams, like she's like the wily veteran. You know, yeah. I mean, first of all, the partners in her room, you know, she had Dominique Parrish in her room for years, you know, who, you know, Parrish won the WCWAs over Hedrick last year. And then, you know, Hedrick's been on different national teams. She's been at the Olympic Training Center. I mean, she's been around the, you know, the wrestling block, so to speak. Gallegos is coming off a red shirt. Of course, she's got a lot of experience, but she's still, you know, young in college wrestling, really, but wrestling at a very high level. So, and man, she just goes after it. I love how she wrestles. And so, you know, Hedrick is not going to, she doesn't care who Hedrick is. She's going to go right after her.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think my analytical mind says Hedrick wins that, but Gallegos, you know, after seeing what she did at senior nationals, I'm going to pick the upset there.
Sounds good.
All right. And then Sissenstein's going to face, it would be Peyton Stroud in the quarters. Stroud's, you know, tough wrestler from McKendree, freshman, you know, getting better and better. Sissenstein is just, and, you know, in some ways, Stroud is like Sissenstein was last year. She had a nice freshman year. Sissenstein took seventh at the WCWAs, you know, that was with a broken ankle, but, you know, Stroud is starting to show that, like, you know, upper level can compete with a top eight type of skill and tenacity. But I, you know, Sissenstein has leveled up since last year. She's beating the best. So that'll be a fun quarter, but I think Sissenstein gets the better of her. And I think she probably techs her eventually.
Yep.
All right. And then, you know, probably the 4 or 5, the Phoenix, you and I debated how to say this. Is it Dubois or Dubose? But Phoenix Dubose from King University, that she'll face, if it goes chalk, she'll face Vale Baker in the quarters. So that'll be a good match to watch too. I feel like I could be wrong. I feel like Baker beat her earlier this year, but I'm not positive. I could check though. All right. It's taking me too much time. It's bad radio. Let's move on.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to
so next week.
130.
130. Halfway through. Gotta pick it up a little bit.
Who's the top four seeds there?
Top four seeds at 132, Nicole Deppa from Simon Fraser. At number one, Allison Pettix, number two from King. Amanda Martinez, number three from North Central College. And number four, Alyssa, is it Asaval?
I think it's Asaval, yeah.
Asaval, and she's, I believe, from King, correct?
Yeah, man, yeah. Again, a deep group. You got, I mean, Flex Ward, Alexia Ward from McKendree is the five seed. And then Sierra Brownton, who was an All-American last year from Colorado Mesa, the sixth seed. Cindy Zepeda from Colorado Mesa, the seven. And, man, Gabby Skidmore, holy smokes. All right, another deep group, really, Ben.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this group, again, I think you got to pay attention to the quarters as well. I mean, that Nicole Deppa, the one.
Yeah.
Gabby Skidmore, that would not be surprising if Skidmore pulled the upset there.
Now, do you think that it's a deep field? Well, it's clearly a deep field. Is there Nicole Deppa is obviously the one seed. You're picking a little bit of a Cinderella, the eighth seed over the one, right? Is that what you're just doing?
Yeah, now? I guess I am. I'm not saying she's going to do it, but I'm saying, like, a lot of times you see the one seed face the eighth seed and you're like, well, you know, that's going to be a walkthrough, but I don't think this one is.
You don't see it here.
She's a freshman from Augsburg. She's top five ranked. We're putting our multi-divisional rankings together. She's at least top 10, if not top five. So, yeah, I mean, that's not going to be an easy match for Deppa.
Right. So it's a deep field and there's no clear standout here.
Yeah. I mean, not really. I mean, Pettix won the MOVAL. Pettix has been good. She's been ranked number one this year, but when Deppa came back, she took over the number one spot.
Right.
I mean, Flex Ward, the five seed, she's a hammer.
Yeah.
And she's got great horsepower and great technique. She could beat anybody in this group.
Yeah. And if it's such a fun group. I mean, it's possible you could have an all King final as well. If Pettix beats Martinez and Osseville upsets Deppa, you can have a Osseville Pettix final, which would be, I'm sure King would love that.
Yeah. Yeah. And Martinez, I feel like she, if I've got my wrestler right, I think she transferred from Lindenwood Belleville this in the off season. So even though that's a newer program, it might even be a first year program.
Right.
I think
North Central College.
Yeah. North Central. I think Martinez, she's a junior. So that'll explain why she's a junior in a startup program. I think she transferred from Lindenwood Belleville, a program that shut down last year.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, she's not a newbie here. Right. So
right.
Again, an experienced college wrestler. So all right. So we got Deppa Asaval. I think Deppa wins that. I think the 1-8 matchup in the quarters, that's going to be one to watch. So, you know, Deppa's quarter and Deppa's semi are going to be ones to watch. Pettix Martinez, that's going to be fire. It's going to be a great match. I'm going to pick Pettix over Martinez. Pettix, like I said, she was number one earlier this year. She's got a lot of big wins. I think that's going to be a really fun match to watch. And then Flex Ward, the 4-5, you know, I'm going to have to pick Flex there over Asaval, but that's going to be a good match too. So a deep weight class, going to be fun to watch. You got any more thoughts there?
No, I'm good. Let's move on to the next.
Okay, 136. The number one seed is Emma Bruntel.
Yeah, Emma Bruntel. And then Lauren Mason from Simon Fraser.
Yep.
And then Dahlia Garibay, who beat Emma Bruntel, third seed from Colorado Mesa. And Zoe Nowicki.
Yeah, the WCWA national champion this year, Zoe Nowicki.
From Adrian College.
From Adrian, yeah. She's going to be at home.
Ah, right.
And then you got Anna Luciano and Julia Padilla. I mean, honestly, the 6-7-8, you know, solid wrestlers. I expect to see, you know, probably at least the 6 and 7 on the podium. Honestly, I think the story of 136 is the top five.
Yep.
So you're going to have, if it goes chalk, you got Brunthel, Nowicki at the Moval this year. Honestly, it seemed pretty easy for her to do that. Now, Nowicki has been working hard all year, as wrestlers do. And, you know, she's a sophomore and she just won the WCWA. So you might see a different version of Zoe if they hit in the semis. But, you know, I got to go Brunthel there. And then Lauren Mason, fantastic wrestler, I believe from California, against Dahlia Garibay. We know about Garibay because she hit the news when she upset Emma Brunthel in a duel a few weeks ago.
Right.
But then Garibay went on the next day to wrestle at the Bearcat and lost to Depa in, you know, the 130-pound weight class we just looked at.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'd be surprised to see Emma not walk away with this weight class. You know, kind of a little bit. I'm sure she'd love to see, to be honest, you know, Garibay in the finals and have a little rematch there. You know, my thought is just, you know, she came in on fire at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Does the opposite happen with some of these ladies? You know, does the opposite happen where they have a leveling down or a tired or in, you know, I don't know anything about Emma, but, you know, the loss 2 weeks ago, would that have been the same, you know, if she wrestled Nowicki 2 weeks ago, would have been the same type of, you know, outcome?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just curious.
There's lulls in the season. There's, you know, there's times during the season when wrestlers do get weary. And honestly, that's up to the coaches. Like, the coaches have to determine, like, okay, let's just take a break and sit this one out. Take a few days off or take this tournament off, get your body back together or get your mind right. And, you know, even though there can be lulls, I think where you see it go the reverse direction is when a coach is not sensitive to that. And they just drive their wrestlers to the point where, you know, their bodies are, you know, broken down by the time they get to the postseason, and maybe even their minds are broken down. But, you know, when you're talking about McKendree University, one of the, you know, one of the best, if not the best college coach in the country, he's been, you know, he's coached national teams. He's been doing this for years. You know, he knows how to pace and work with even the, you know, the mental game of his wrestlers. I think Emma Brunthel is not only going to be ready. I agree. I think she's going to, I think she'd want to wrestle Garibay, and I would not want to be on the mat against Emma Brunthel if she's got like a chip on her shoulder.
And that's what I think she dominates the tournament. So that's my, I know we probably already picked her in last week's predictions.
Yeah.
But I just, we could talk about the Mason Garibay if they get to that spot. If it runs chalked in that semis, but I wouldn't be surprised to see Emma in the finals.
Okay, so if it goes chalk, you got Brunthel, Nowicki, and one semi in the upper part of the bracket. And in the lower part of the bracket, you've got Mason versus Garibay, like we've mentioned. I don't think Garibay gets by Mason. I really don't. So I think you're going to see a Mason-Brunthel final. And honestly, I don't think Nowicki, as good of a season as she's had, you know, winning the WCWAs, I don't think she gets by Luciano in the quarter final for Luciano from King.
Right.
So I think you're going to see Luciano versus Brunthel in the semis.
Yep. And so, yeah, I mean, though you don't think Luciano beat Brunthel, you definitely would look at Luciano as a little bit of a Cinderella there.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't even consider it a Cinderella. I'm actually a little surprised to see her seated behind Nowicki. Luciano was an All-American last year in the WCWA when it was multi-divisional. And Nowicki, I don't think she All-Americaned last year. She's a great wrestler, but I would have, in my mind, had Luciano maybe a tier above Nowicki. Again, maybe Nowicki's, obviously she's improving and she's, you know, leveled up. She won the WCWAs. Yep. Again, it was a watered-down field, but, I mean, she had to win some quality matches there to do that. So,
sure.
So that's my take.
Sounds good. Let's move on to the next weight.
Okay, 143. What do you got there?
I'm pulling it up here.
Okay, so top seed. Okay, you got Ana Godinez-Gonzalez, the sister of Carla. Again, both of these sisters from Simon Fraser have been on the senior level scene with the Canadian national team. I think it was, wasn't it Ana that made the senior team? I think it was Ana, the 143, that made the senior team last year. I could have that wrong, but maybe that's reversed in my head. But she's an unbelievable wrestler. And coming on the scene, I mean, you know, in some of these matches, it looks like a babysitter wrestling the kids.
Sure.
She is just so tough, so elite, so solid. That said, if she's going to be tested, it's going to be this weekend against this group.
Yes.
The 4 through the 8 solid wrestlers, I think the 4 through the 8 are competing for the 4 through the 8 spots. I think this seeding is right. I think the 1 through 4, Morgan Norris has kind of crept up into the top 4, after winning the WCWAs. She definitely wasn't even, she was barely in the top 10 if she was in the top 10 at all, even a month ago.
She was my Cinderella.
She's your
remember?
Cinderella, yeah. So
I picked her to come, to do this. I'm not surprised and won't be surprised when she marches on to the finals over Anthony
all right.
Gonzalez.
You're standing by your pick. That said, I think I will say this. Morgan Norris against Sarah Brinkhack from Simon Fraser, that's not a sure thing. I mean,
no
Brinkhack
way.
Is really tough. She's been an All-American. Would not be surprised to see her, get by Morris and face Godinez Gonzalez. But I think you and I agree, whoever faces – well, actually, you don't agree.
No, I'm not with you.
I think whoever faces Godinez Gonzalez is going to be walking directly to the Consies. So, I think that the match to talk about maybe is the bottom side semi, Ashlyn Ortega versus Alera Boy. So
it's going to be good.
Yeah. I mean, Ortega, qualified for the Olympic trials. Boyd, she's taken a couple losses, but she, and I think one of them might be Godinez Gonzalez. Don't quote me on that. Let me look in my doc and see if I can do it quickly. We're on what, 143?
143.
So Boyd, lots of wins there. Yeah. She lost to Solon Piercy.
Oh, okay.
At the Moval in the finals. Yep. That's one of her losses. The other one might actually be Godinez Gonzalez at NWCA. Don't have that off the top of my head. But anyway, so yeah, in the semi, you're going to have Ortega against Boyd. That's going to be a great match. I do think Ortega's going to win that, but I think it's going to be a good match.
I'm with you on that. That would have been my pick there. So,
all right. That probably wraps up 143 for me. Any other thoughts?
No, let's move on. Let's move on to the one we are talking about on a personal level.
Yeah, 155.
Yeah.
This one's interesting for a lot of reasons for us. Obviously, my daughter, your niece, Joy, is the number 3 seed. And if it goes chalk, she would face teammate Alex Glaude in the semis.
Right.
So I'm not going to make a prediction there. I'm just really excited to watch that match. Obviously, these two know each other really well. We talked about how wrestling room partners, it almost changes the whole conversation. You just don't know. Like, when wrestlers know each other, it really comes down to, who's going to be able to assert their style and technique against their partner that they've been wrestling all year better than the other partner. So that'll be a fun match to watch.
Yeah, I think I think that the semis here, if they goes chalk, are just going to be fantastically fun to watch. Jaden Loren is just a constant motor. Olivia Fisk is just she's a pro, and I think that in that upper semi Brett part will be awesome. And Alex and Joy, it will be fun to watch in the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, just to show you how deep this group is, you got Lorenz was a national champion last year, right. In the WCWA when everybody was there. She's a great wrestler. She's a 2-time national team member, 2-time junior world team member. She's won the USAW Freestyle National Championship 3 times. She just lost to Rachel Waters a few weeks ago at the WCWA. So she didn't go back to back, but
was she injured there?
No, she got injured at the Bill Farrell, I think, and came back for the WCWA tournament and was a runner up to Rachel Waters.
Okay.
So, yeah, but that's going to be a really nice semi. I do think Fisk gets the better of her. The only reason I say that is Laurent has still not proven to me that she can get to her second and third level offense. I think everybody knows her first level offense, which is her leg attacks and in particular her doubles. But, yep. You know, I've seen her get a little frustrated when her opponents stop that. She struggles sometimes to get to her second level offense. So until I see that, it's going to be hard for me in a match like this to pick against Fisk.
Yeah, it's hard for me to say. I would imagine Fisk in the finals. The other side of that bracket, Glaudy and Lewandowski, it's hard to know. They've wrestled. You said they wrestled once last year, right?
Yeah, they hit the finals last year at an open, and I think I think Glaudy won 6-0.
Yeah, and Joy has lost to Olivia twice.
Yep.
She's been tacked and then lost just recently to Olivia.
4-0,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a better match than being tacked, but yeah, it's hard. It's hard to pick when you know somebody in it. But
well, let me just talk briefly about the fourth. I'm sorry, the 5 through 8.
Yeah, do that.
Annabelle Helm is a she's a really good freshman. She did a lot on the national scene in high school, and you know she's making sure people know her name at the college level. She's got some nice wins. I think she beat Haley Cancellari. By the way, shout out to Haley Cancellari. She's sick. And it's going to take a while to recover from that sickness. So she's actually out of the tournament, which is really sad, I think, for women's college wrestling. And it's sad for King. And it's also sad for New York because she's from New York. Mm. So sorry, Haley. We hope you get well. And sorry that we won't get to watch you wrestle this weekend, and get back as soon as you can. Okay. So, but Helm, I think, has a win over Cancellari. Now, Laurent did beat her, I think, maybe at WCWA's.
Right.
So she's somebody to watch. I don't think she beats Laurent, but she's tough. And then Taylor Heights from Tiffin pulled an upset over All-American Miranda Velasquez, who actually made the top 8 at the Senior Nationals. Velasquez did. And Heights beat her at the WCWA's. I don't know. Velasquez had a funny knee brace on there. I don't know if Velasquez was like not her best version of herself. But, Taylor Heights did get a 6-4 win there. I think it was 6-4. It was close anyway. And that's a nice win for her. So, tough wrestler. Alyssa Horn from Simon Fraser at the number 8 and Marilyn Didi at number 6. A solid 5 through 8. But I think the top 4 are really,
it's where the money's at.
Yeah, it's going to be. You got to watch that top 4 at 155. Let's move on to 170.
Let's do it. Two left. Let's get through them. Let's get through.
All right. They're a little smaller groups, both 16 woman brackets, not 32 like most of the other ones. Wow.
What do you think of? Go ahead. Let's talk. Emily Q is no joke for the fifth seed.
Seed, man. Okay. Man, oh man. Okay. Well, and by the way, that quarter. Jessica Rottier, who's seeded 4th.
Right, against Emily Q.
Against Emily Q in the quarters. That one, that doesn't even seem fair. what I mean by that is that feels like that could be a final.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a quarterfinal.
I know. It's going to be intense.
So go ahead and read off the seeds there. Maybe at least the top.
Yeah, so Corey.
Top 5 or 6.
Yeah, Corey Bullock, seeded number 1. Elena McCoyed, number 2. Andrea Sennett, number 3. Jessica Rottier. Is it Rottier?
Rottier, yeah.
I always want to say Rottier. Yeah, Rottier. Number 4. Of course, we just mentioned Emily Q at number 5. And Nia Crosdale brings up the top 6.
Crosdale, New Yorker, got to do a shout-out. She's our girl, right? She was on the national team. I coached for 2 or 3 years. I went to Fargo. She's from the Beat the Streets program. And in particular, Coach Teddy Cook from Truman High School in New York City. Love that guy. Love what he's doing there. Love what Beat the Streets is doing there. And really good to see Nia's name in there. She All-American last year. I hope she hits the podium again. Okay. So yeah, if it goes chalk, you're going to have Corey Bullock, you know, U23 bronze medalist, is going to hit either Jessica Rottier or Emily Q in the semis.
And you'd be surprised if it's not Q.
I don't know. Ben Rottier, like, she was, I think she was a WCWA champion, or at least a runner-up, maybe 2-3 years ago. Right. So, man, I'm telling you, this, honestly, I would feel very good if I was Corey Bullock, because I'd be like, yeah, let those girls, you know, let those women figure it out. I don't have to face both of them. I only got to face one of them. So let one of them cancel the other one out, and I'll take the winner, you know?
Sure.
So that's going to be whoever is in that quarter, that semi with Corey, is that's going to be a match to watch at 170. And then Yelena Makoya, the Phenom star freshman. She rocked it at senior nationals too. She beat Olivia Fisk twice.
Yeah.
This woman is no joke. So she's going to face.
Do you think it's her tournament?
Man. You know what though? Bullock and McCoy have gone back and forth this year. They've both beaten each other maybe multiple times.
Well, if it runs chalk, McCoy is going to have to go through both McKendry wrestlers to stand on the top of the podium.
Yeah, and Senate's tough. You know, that's not going to be an easy out for McCoy. Boy, I don't know.
This is great matches, though. That's the point, is that we're going to have some fire matches here. We should be tuning in for the semis at least.
Hey, can we just point out, it just occurred to me, Emily Q's not at 191.
Right.
Because remember, the big rivalry this year was, McKendry's the Sydney Kimber.
Right.
So that would explain the 5 seed. She's dropping down a weight.
Boy, that means how do weigh-ins work at the WCWC? Is it the same day or is it a?
Yeah, I think they're basically abiding by the NCAA rules, so they got to do same day every day, right?
Yeah, that's what it is. Just get coming down to weight. You know, that'll be a great. She's gonna come in tough.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not gonna make any predictions. I don't know. McCoyed is kind of she's the Cinderella of the year, right? I mean, she's the two seed, but if she wins the national title this year, you'd have to say she's a Cinderella story this year as the freshman coming in and, beating all these great wrestlers. So, I wouldn't be surprised if Senate won, but if McCoyed continues her magical freshman year and she wins that semi, faces Bullock or Rottier in the finals, both of whom that she's beaten. Of course, Emily Q could be in there too. McCoy could be the Cinderella story of the year, really.
Right. So
watch 170, watch that freshman McCoy, watch the top four, and especially the quarterfinal between Rottier and Q, the 4 and 5 seed. That's going to be fun to watch. Okay, let's hit the final weight.
All right, final weight, 191. It is Sydney Kimber, number 1 seed from McKendry, Tavi Heidelberg-Tolson from King, 2 seed, Jesse Lee from Tiffin, 3rd seed, and Christina Santoyo from Manuel.
All right. Well, I mean, with Emily Q gone, I mean,
it sets Sydney Kimber up to just walk away.
Yeah, I'm sure Kimber is not too upset about that.
Right. Though Kimber has beaten Q the last 2 matches.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, my computer locked up here, so I'm not able to see the bracket. I'll be there in a second. But yeah, I mean, I think Kimber's the favorite to win it, right?
Yeah. Kimber's the number 1 seed. Heidelberg, Tolson is the number 2 seed.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the number 2 seed, she's from King, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she's, I think, is she a freshman? She might be a freshman, but she's been coming on strong. She's been wrestling really well, beating, top-level opponents. I think the story here, who's the 3 seed?
Jessie Lee Tiffin.
Yeah, you know, she's solid, but I don't know. I see the how do you say Heidelberg?
Heidelberg Tolson.
Yeah. I think you're gonna see a Heidelberg Kimber final.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you and I already made our picks for the
right.
I think Kimber wins it.
Yep.
So
sounds good.
All
man.
Right. Well, I guess that about wraps up our show. Well, we didn't do any of our segments.
We don't have to do segments today, bro. We did a good full segment on wrestling.
All right. You know what? We'll save our segments for next time. And we got a full dose of NCAA wrestling today as we went through the bracket. So I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you enjoy watching it this weekend. You can keep track of, you know, some of the little stories going on, some of the, you know, big matchups happening and results, you know, as I'll be doing a lot of posting, you know, on site with different videos and interviews and results. So follow at AWW Newsfeed on Twitter or Instagram. You can follow along with that. So appreciate you listening today. And until next time, thanks for joining us, Ben. Thanks for joining me today.
Yep.
So until next time, we are out. Thanks for listening to AWW Radio.